Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Good Friday is a public holiday in Germany. It's a quiet day. Everybody is off work. The shops are closed. The labor of the hands and commerce stops so that it can be a day of meditation. It was therefore rather shocking when once when I was a teenager, our neighbor at home decided that Good Friday, since it's a day off work, would be a great day to shear his sheep. To desecrate the day with work was bad enough, if you grew up as a German. But because of the nature of the work, and because he was not very skilled with his electric shears, and was cutting those sheep and handling them rather roughly, Good Friday was not a quiet day then. It was a loud day. The bleating of the sheep, their anguish disturbed the solemn quietude of Good Friday. One thing I learned at that day, sheep do not really like to be manhandled. And they are not quiet when they get shorn. Rather, a sheep that is quiet when it's manhandled and shorn, it's either sick or totally exhausted. How strange is it then that in our text today, Jesus is compared to a sheep that silently endures to be shorn. How strange, but how accurate. Because there is this eerie stillness over that story of Jesus' crucifixion. True, there is lots of noise. Crowds shout, bystanders jeer, soldiers poke fun. But at the center, there is stillness. Jesus has only a few words. A man is going to his death, but he's quiet. Why? Does his guilt silence him? Is he a coward? Has he given up? Why doesn't he defend himself? Is it a last effort to retain some kind of dignity? Jesus goes to his death like a sick or exhausted sheep going to the shearer, like a sheep that goes to the butcher, whose throat is to be cut in a strange silence. He is crushed here. And as the verse after the section we just heard said, he is crushed by God. Crushed by God. He looks like one of those guys who get what they deserve. An example of God's righteousness, of his punitive righteousness. God's good justice is at work, as we sometimes see it and would like to see it more often. The bad guy is punished, or he looks like someone who's crushed by fate or life, those pseudonyms of the hidden God. And people just ask, why did it happen? And no answer comes forth. All these answers, of course, have been given when people look at Jesus. Tragic accident. Yes, he got what he deserved. It's true, he got what he deserved. He got what he deserves because he gets what we deserve. He is guilty because we are guilty. The normal rule that everybody stands for himself and God for all is made to naught. This man stands for everybody and thus God for all. Guilt and sin, the most personal things, that is what is truly inalienable to us, so much that after the fall it seems as if it is our substance, as if that's what you are. They truly are commutable. They can be alien to you because they can become somebody else's. What a strange and wonderful commerce there on the cross. Christ is wounded for your transgression. Christ is wounded for your iniquities. They are his now by his own free will. And they need not burden you anymore. And you need not to be afraid of God's judgment anymore. God is not going to crush you as you deserve, because God has crushed Jesus in your stead. As Christ died for our sins, thus he was raised for our justification. Easter opens up what his death is. No accident, no tragedy, not simply one guy dying for his sins. God raises him from the death. And there he proclaims him as the one and only and acceptable sacrifice for sins. There he is proclaimed as your peace and your life. Yes, God has crushed him, but it was because of your guilt, because he was a voluntary sin offering. As a voluntary sin offering, Christ is silent. Silently offering up his life. And because he is the one and only acceptable offering to God, he did not remain in death, the punishment for sin, but was raised by the Father and a life in eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness was gained for humanity. When you look at Jesus at the cross, you see him stricken, smitten, and afflicted. It is the word of the gospel that opens up the reality of what happens in all that noise, and what that silence means, and who this silent man in the center is. It is the word of the gospel that opens and gives to you eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Even if what you feel right now is contrary to that. Salvation is yours in that word that comes from Easter. Whatever happens to you, it is not God meting out your deserts, because that he has already done to Jesus. In our lives, not everything is clear, and not everything readily makes sense. But that is for sure. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, peace that is yours. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Therefore, you are free from iniquity. Past iniquity? The very iniquity that still moves and breeds sin in you, and future iniquity. The silence of Christ on Good Friday is the silence of the sacrificial victim. It is the risen Christ who tells his disciples to preach forgiveness and peace in his name. That is why Good Friday and any day we look at Christ crucified is not simply about being quiet and not working. It's about listening to this word. Peace in the cross, and thus receiving eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Amen.